We're on slide two here, and the river ice, the bottom of river ice is often not smooth. It can be very rough because of the way that the ice forms and moves downstream during the fall, and the ice deforms, the blocks of ice move over and against each other, they raft. The bottom of the ice becomes rough, and the frazzle ice that's swept below the ice cover can be dammed at the bottom of the ice cover even. And that frazzle ice will itself be frozen into the bottom of the river ice cover. Consequently, river ice can have a quite complex structure and stratigraphy, which is illustrated in the left-hand side of the slide. These are vertical thin sections of river ice from Quebec, and they show some very fine-grained, rather randomly oriented textured ice. That's the frazzle ice that was frozen in at the bottom. We also see ice which has a columnar texture. There are long, thin grains of ice. These are congelation ice crystals. This is the ice that forms by water freezing directly on the bottom. So if we have multiple frazzle ice accumulation events and congelation ice freezing events, then river ice can develop a very complex structure and stratigraphy that you see in these slides that show alternating layers of frazzle ice and congelation ice, frazzle ice and congelation ice. Now, if the weather continues to be very cold and that warm water is cooled sufficiently by initially the formation of the frazzle ice, then ultimately you can get a sheet of ice will form across that open water. That then cuts off the transfer of mass, the transfer of the water in the form of vapor to the atmosphere, but heat will continue to be transferred to the atmosphere. And the ice will grow on that open water as long as it remains sufficiently cold to continue to extract the heat from that rather warm water, unnaturally warm water because it's coming from the power plant. But if the weather warms up again to minus 20, minus 10, then typically we find for this stretch of river that that's not cold enough to maintain a solid, continuous ice cover, and the ice will melt out again, and the river will open up, and it will become dangerous again. Even when it goes very cold, minus 40, and the continuous sheet of ice will form over that stretch of river, that ice will never be as thick as the ice downstream or upstream. So it, too, would still be rather dangerous, and it wouldn't be sensible, really, to go out there on your snow machine or even your skis. So the river ice can, or the rivers in the winter, there are often open water areas in the otherwise frozen rivers, and you don't have to have a power plant to do that. Often in stretches of the river where the flow of water is particularly rapid, either because there's a constriction in the channel narrows, or the water level becomes shallower, that increases the velocity of the river flow. That can also lead to open water stretches in the river, which are obviously rather dangerous since rivers are very important for transportation and communications in the winter in interior Alaska.